A winning season continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with the Wisconsin Sports Week in Review. Baseball, the Brewers at home this weekend against the Texas Rangers. Milwaukee kicked off the weekend with an 8-2 victory over the Rangers Friday night. At 84 wins and 51 losses, the Brewers with an 8-game lead over the Chicago Cubs in the Central Division and still the best record in the major leagues. On Monday, the Brewers begin a crucial 4-game series against the Cubs at Wrigley Field, the first pitch at the friendly confines Monday night at 6:40. Now, last weekend, the Brewers and Braves moved their series from Milwaukee to Williamsport, Pennsylvania, and historic Bowman Field to play in the Little League Baseball Classic. Little League players from all around the world got to meet their favorite players, their crew losing to Atlanta 4-2, but they won the weekend series. Then it was on to New York in a series against the Mets and a controversial decision by manager Pat Murphy. Rookie shortstop Cooper Pratt hit a pop-up to shallow right field. Three Mets players missed catching it. Pratt stopped running, though, at first base. A frustrated Murphy explained why Pratt was immediately pulled from the game when David Hamilton came in as a pinch runner at first.
Young player, we asked him to get a bunt down, and he pulled back on a strike. That happens, maybe. Later, the next at bat, he popped the ball up to right field and didn't run. You can't have a guy not understanding that, and I felt like after the first at bat, when he didn't, you know, attempt at a bunt, it's time to let him know that. And it's not laziness. I know who this kid is. He's a great kid. It's not laziness, but you got to have your head in the game.
Now, the Brewers ended up winning that series in New York 2-1. Jacob Mizorowski, despite slipping on a soggy, wet mound due to rain in New York, refused to come out. After 5 complete innings pitched, Pat Murphy.
That's right. Well, that's what makes Miz special. He wanted that. He's focused on helping this team. He knew what it was. I gave him the option. I said, hey, man, you okay? We're at the top of the order, whatever. He goes, I want it.
Mizorowski was asked, entering his 6th month as the team's ace, if he was starting to wear out.
No, I feel just as sharp as I did, you know, opening day. Body's tired, everyone's tired, so, you know, like I said before, it's August going to September, it's part of it.
In college sports, an interesting decision made by universities after a former college football player had been in camp with the Cleveland Browns, but when he sensed he was going to be cut, he opted to go back to college football and signed up as a paid player with LSU. The Big Ten and SEC conferences quickly decided to change their rules. Once you leave college to sign with a professional team, you no longer can compete in any NCAA sport again. The measure passed in both conferences. NFL. The Packers holding a joint practice session with the Arizona Cardinals on Wednesday before their preseason game Friday night. Mike LaFleur, the younger brother of Matt, is the new head coach of the Cardinals and said with temperatures around 113 degrees in Phoenix, it was good to get his team for a week away in the north. It happened to be against his older brother's team in Green Bay.
If we could have gone to Seattle to go against them, that'd be great. Well, they're in our division, so we're not going to Seattle. There's no team in Canada yet, and you'd rather not go all the way out to Buffalo, just from a travel standpoint. So you think about kind of that next closest team to get you out of the heat. It really is Green Bay.
I asked Matt LaFleur if Green Bay gets calls from teams in Houston, New Orleans, or Miami to escape to Wisconsin during the preseason.
A lot of this stuff goes on as soon as the season ends, quite frankly. Coaches start talking about getting together with other teams. And then, you know, as far as how the NFL puts out the schedule, then there's some after that as well.
Now, the Packers won their game over the Cardinals Friday night in a thriller, 42-38, thanks to an interception, then winning touchdown drive in the final 2 minutes. Backup quarterback Kyle McCord was asked if he proved that he belongs on a team somewhere in the league.
Yeah, I feel like I definitely did. You know, that's what we saw tonight. I think just, you know, being down 2 possessions late in the game, being able to come back and make the most out of those drives is huge. And every single game in the NFL comes down to, you know, those type of situations. The situational football this preseason has been really good.
The NFL roster reduction deadline is 5 o'clock Sunday, and a setback for the Pack when they learn running back Josh Jacobs was being charged with a pair of misdemeanors, battery and property damage, related to his arrest Memorial Day weekend for alleged domestic violence. Packer GM Brian Gutekunst was asked if he thinks they have enough depth at running back to carry on if and when Jacobs is suspended by the league.
I feel really good about the guys we got in that room. And, you know, you're always usually going to keep 3 or 4 running backs. And I think we have enough to do that. But again, it comes down to choices and trying to figure that out. And the one thing I think, particularly at that position, is, elevating a guy from the practice squad is, I won't say it's easy to do, but it's something we've done in the past and not something we'd shy away from.
That's the Packers GM, Brian Gutekunst. With the Wisconsin Sports Week in Review, I'm Mike Clemens.